Well, if you are looking for good quality children clothes for your kids, look no further. Go on over to the Three Cupcake Gang online clothing boutique at www.3cupcakegang.com for the hottest and trending fashions. Remember, that's www.3cupcakegang.com. And also sign up to be on their email list. Now let's get to shopping. What up, what up, what up, what up, what up, what up, man? It's your boy Johnny Mac coming at y'all once again with that Hurt Feelings Report. Alright, man, today is Monday, July 19th. Time now is 5:38 a.m. Beautiful city in New Orleans right now. It's almost time for the sun to come up, man. And the sky changing to this beautiful, beautiful color, man. It's real beautiful, right? I love looking at it. I love it, man. And it makes my mind run wild just thinking about how easy. Just think about this, right? How easy my small life is, right? Even with the complications that may come along with my wife, with my life, right? I said wife, but I love that lady. But with the complications that may come along with my life, it's not as complex as keeping the earth spinning at a certain speed, the sun, the moon, and everything. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365. You know what I'm saying? And then you have to listen to all these voices praying to you for the good, for the bad, thanking you, mad at you, telling you, why did you do this? And just imagine being a being with that much power and energy. And you still, every day, keep everything going. Man, come on, man. Come on now. Come on. Never, ever stopping. The Alpha, the Omega, and all in between. And never, ever buckle. The earth keeps spinning every day. 365 days a year, 24/7, never stopping. Man, come on, man. That's what, like, let me tell you, anything that I go through in life, anything that I encounter, I just sit back and I think about mornings like this, just looking at this and thinking on it, like, damn. Whatever come at me today, man, I gotta keep pushing through it. I gotta make it happen. I gotta do it. Because my creator is powerful. So therefore, I'm part of that. Come on now. Whatever I go through, whatever energy come my way, I can beat it. I can beat it. And when it's time for me to rest, my creator gonna be like, hey man, take your rest. Come on. Come on back home. Be part of this. Man, sometimes I just be so deep in thought, I be like, man, am I going crazy? But that's just how I live my life, man. My wife be like, Johnny, why don't you go to bed? Why don't you stop? I be like, babe, I can't stop right now. I gotta finish this. Just imagine if the higher being stopped. We fucked. We are totally fucked. We fucked with no Vaseline, no grease. We just fucked. But every day, the higher being keep us going, man. Beautiful. Beautiful. So for me, I'm just gonna grind, go towards that positive energy. As long as I keep the positive energy going, I think it's gonna work. I think I'm gonna be able to keep everything spinning, you know. But man, it's just every morning when I be here, I'll be up at around this time, I just get to this spot right here and just look at the sky change colors, man. Man, it's beautiful, man. It's beautiful. And then it be so quiet. This when the city be sleep, man. Sometimes this city just need a rest. Sometimes it need a break, man. And like right around this time, yeah, it's resting. You know, you got some people waking up, but it just seems like it's just peaceful, man. Monday morning, peace. You know, man, today is the day, you know me. I'm up, man. Just ready to get my day started. Planning. Go back to work today. Am I ready? No, I'm not gonna lie, but I gotta go. I got stuff I gotta do. You know, I gotta go. You know, family gotta eat. I gotta eat. I'm grinding. I got other things going on, you know, other moves that I'm about to start making, man. So, like I say, one thing about me, man, I like to be the, you know, I don't put too much burden on my family, right? Look, if y'all want to join. If y'all don't, y'all don't. I'm just going to tell you what I'm about to do. I'm going to keep it pushing. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm going to do it. Like when I jumped into getting houses and land. Hey, look. Hey, we family. I'm about to do this. Oh, that's nice. Blah, 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 whatever. All right. I'm gone. I'm running. I'm going to put up the money. I'm going to show you what I can do. Now, if you want to ever join, no problem. But I'm not going to force you to join what I do. Like my next adventure, man. I'm plotting already, man. Plotting already. Calling my little homeboy. I said, bro, this is what I think I'm about doing. You're like, yeah, bro, let's do it. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes, and this is one of my best friends, you know, like, and I don't have many friends that I call friends. Like, I hit him up, be like, yeah, bro. Like, I'm in. That's all I need, man. That's all I need. Cause me, I don't mind. One thing you can ask my wife, man. I'm gonna put up the capital. I put it up. Either I'm gonna make more or I'm gonna lose. That's just the way life is, right? And that's how I set up my life. It's just like with the card game, man. I done took some losses. I done took some gains, and it is what it is. Like I'm sitting on two cards right now, and like. I got other things on my mind. I got that going. You know, I'm sitting on money, right? I'm sitting on money there. I need to get these things fixed out or whatever I'm going to do with them, you know. But my mind be racing. I be on so much stuff. Like, I'm on one thing right now that is kind of taking precedence to everything. And once I get over that hump, you know, I can calm down, get back to my routine. And, you know, like, I don't like telling what I'm doing, like, bang, bang, until I get it done. Once I get it done, I'm going to come back with another podcast, be like, all right, on that last podcast, what I was talking about, I was doing this. But just know, man, we all can eat. We, you know, it's up to us. And, you know, I wish that Black families had the memos that so many other families had or come over and obtained. You know, one thing about us, the fucking system broke the fuck out of us. And I'll be the first to admit it, right? The system broke the fuck out of us, the Black race, the Black Americans. Because, you know, sometimes we think that everybody with dark skin went through the same struggles of being broken that we have. Nah, they got some, you know, they got other Black people in the world that didn't go through what Blacks in America went through, slavery and shit. You know, that's when you, like, everybody that's Black ain't been through the same struggle as Black Americans, right? No. But what happens in inside this system that broke us, It took the trust away from us. It took the adventure away from us. It took a lot. You know, it took a lot. And that's why, like, a lot of times, like I said, when I tell somebody something and they don't jump on it, I understand why you don't. Because, you know, why should I trust you? What do I get? And like with me, like I said, I put up capital, right? And so many times I have put capital into people and got nothing in return for it. And who want to invest in something you get no return in? You know, I even go further than that. You know, it's like, just imagine being in a relationship. and you invest so much into this relationship and you get nothing in return. You know what I'm saying? Financially, emotionally, sexually, you get nothing in return. But you invested into it. You want something for your investment. You want something for your time. You know what I'm saying? And that's why me, when I eat and you help me eat, huh, here you go. Here go what you gave me and a little bit more. And that'll bring you back. Like I said, man, I do so much stuff for people. And I don't expect nothing back. But if I invested in you, something in your heart should say, hey, damn, that dude did that for me. Let me give him 3 pennies and a nickel back or something to say, hey, man, thank you. You know, I know it ain't much or whatever, but thank you. That's it. Like, that's it. I mean, life is that simple, man. Life is that simple. Or you even hit up, DM him. Man, look, say, bro, thank you. I really needed that when you gave it to me or whatever. I don't have it to pay you back, but man, thank you. Man, that, bro. Because a lot of times, like I say, I got people that fucking owe me money. But, you know, hey, bro, it is what it is, man. Fuck, it's karma. Fuck. Because when I was broke, I probably owed somebody some shit, too. You know, but, hey, now I'm here. Karma, whatever. We gonna push through that. But, yeah, man, I feel good talking back to y'all, man. I really need to do this more. I really do. It's my fault, my bad. But I be having so much in my brain, you know, like Hot Wheel collections, RC cars, building displays, lamps, property, learning how to fucking flush a well. Cause I'm not gonna lie to you. Let's jump on this land adventure. You know, I know y'all know about the land, about the 6.504 acres of land. Put a mobile home on it, did a septic system, the well, and it's all a process to me. I'm a city boy, but I'm a country boy at heart, right? You know, I live in a city and I want to be in the country so bad, away from people, left alone. But you know, the city is home right now, so you know, it's a process. And so what happened was, when the guy dug the well, he was like, man, you have to let the water run for a while, you know, because it's going to still be cloudy and stuff. And that, man, I let it run for fucking 20 minutes because, you know, I want instant gratification. You know, like when I go to eBay, I want eBay to pop up fast. Right. When I'm looking for something, I wanted that instant gratification. But it's a process, man. And I ain't gonna lie to you. I'm like, man, I'm gonna have to call these people back out because, you know, we're running the water and it's still cloudy looking. So I got out there one day, man. I said, man, look, let me just let the water run. So I let it run. Looking at it. And then some fucking clear water came up. I'm like, fucking right. Because I collected like the cloudy, you know, like the first ones was real milky, just fucked up looking. And then I did a second one, it was pretty clear. And then I did the last one. Oh man, I was so glad. So then, like inside the, like all faucets have filters on them, like these little screens. Like, and some of them have like 3 screens in there to make sure you really get out the particles that may come up with the water. So I changed all, you know, I cleaned all those out real good, bleach and, you know, everything, cleaned them out real good, water flowing good, water looking clean. So I got to get out there more often to the property and you know, make sure I stay on top of that. And it's almost complete, man. I started the first part of my fence, you know, like the entrance of the fence. Started that. I still got to get the pond dug. Still got to get the front porch built. So I want a nice big front porch, so I can have a couple of rocking chairs up there. And I want to shoot to have everything done by Christmas. I want that. Is it gonna happen? I don't know. I mean, if I grind and I can make it happen, right? I can make it happen, but I get so sidetracked on other projects and putting money in other places to whereas I, you know, it, can it? I mean, I don't know. It might happen. I don't know, but I want it to happen because if I'm off for Christmas, I might spend Christmas out there. I think that'd be nice for the kids. Cold weather. Just a different feeling, you know, wake up in the morning somewhere else and, you know, I don't know, I might. And then, you know, because like at my house is like crowded, you know, so we put the Christmas tree out there, put the gifts out there, Christmas morning, everybody go out there and just do what they do. I don't know. It's just something inside my brain right now. I don't know. It may leave my brain in a couple of hours and say, nah, we do Christmas at home. I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't. But, man, that process is, once I finish, and I think that's why it takes so long on some projects, because I don't want to let them go. Like, once I finish this, like, what am I going to do next? But, hey, I'm going to finish it and just go from there, and we'll go on to our next adventure. What else? I think that's it, man. I don't know. You know, the car game, you know, I'm learning the car. Like, I'm not going to lie to you. This year was my first year in the car game. And I think I'm on 12 cars. If I'm not mistaken, I forgot. I'm on 7, 8. I'm on a couple of cars, right? Next year, I'm still giving a car away. I made that promise. I said it. I'm going to do it. I'm giving a car away next year. And next year I'm going to take it more serious. You know, I'm going to really study the process. I'm going to visit the auction more often, check out the cars that I'm bidding on before I bid. Cause like sometimes I just do blind bids, and some of the bids that I do blind, they be good deals. Some of them don't, you know, I may get screwed. I may lose a couple of $100, but hey, one thing about me, I'm a jump. I'm an invest in me. If somebody want to come aboard, hey Jay, let's do this, let's do that, let's do this, no problem, let's do it, let's make it happen. You know, everybody can eat, you know what I'm saying? Everybody can eat. We all can eat. I'm not greedy at all, you know what I'm saying? I'm not greedy, and I'm on a diet, so you know, we all can eat, man. I want to see everybody win. That's one thing about me, man. That's one thing about me. I want to see everybody win. I want to see everybody eating good. I want to see everybody get what they want. I want to see everybody putting in that hard work, you know? Like, if I go hard, I want you to go hard. And if I'm not going hard enough, push me to go harder. That's, hey, I like that. I like pressure, you know? Like, I work better under pressure. I work better under pressure. But, hey, that's just me, man. You know, I'm that last minute person, man. Like, I'm going to make it happen for you. And I'm going to make it happen. I'll make it happen one way or another, man. But, yeah, man, just, thank y'all, man, for, you know, coming and listen to the Johnny Mac Hurt Feeling Report. Let's keep grinding, man. We all can eat. We all gonna eat. You know what I'm saying? If I consider you my friend and you in my circle, and my circle is small, we gonna eat, baby. We gonna eat, because me, I'm a network the piss out of what we gonna eat. You know, hey, you bring the guns. I got the ammo. You clean it. They process it or whatever. However, we gotta do it. But we all gonna eat good. We gonna eat, baby. We gonna eat. Just trust the process, man. Just trust it. We gonna eat. Shit. We gonna eat. I love y'all, man. Like I always do around this time, man. You know, just love your neighbors, speak to your neighbors. man, we all we got, man. Just seek that positive energy. Believe me, oh, because there's enough negative energy out there going around. And once you turn on news, Facebook, social media, you see the negative shit out there. Block all that shit out, man. Focus on the positive energy. You can do it. You know, man, we serve a higher creator that keep going 365, you know what I'm saying, 24/7. Don't stop. Can't stop. Keep us going. So if he keep us going, we got to keep going. That's all I'm going to say about it. I love y'all. Y'all be good. Y'all be blessed. Thanks once again for listening to the Johnny Mac Hurt Feelings Report.